Tithe money and its use. As mentioned in an earlier chapter, Ellen White recognized that the broad work to which she was called as God's messenger is far-reaching and multifaceted. In a statement addressed to the elders of the Battle Creek Church, she said, "My commission embraces the work of a prophet, but it does not end there. It embraces more than the minds of those who have been sowing the seeds of unbelief can comprehend." A specific example of her special commission was set forth in an article in the Review and Herald. "I was charged not to neglect or pass by those who were being wronged. If I see those in positions of trust neglecting aged ministers, I am to present the matter to those whose duty it is to care for them. Ministers who have faithfully done their work are not to be forgotten or neglected when they have become feeble in health. Our conferences are not to disregard the needs of those who have borne the burdens of the work." The ramifications of carrying out such a special commission are more than those seen on the surface. Not only was she to stand as an advocate for the neglected or oppressed ministers, the church had no retirement plan in those days, the sustenance plan, which made provision for aged or incapacitated workers, went into effect in 1911. It has since been modified as a retirement plan. She was also to engage in ministering relief. In doing so, she worked quietly, feeling that publicity was uncalled for. At times, tithe money was entrusted to her by fellow Adventists for appropriation in the Lord's work as in the providence of God she saw best. She sent it on to bring relief and aid to worthy ordained ministers who were in special need. Once in a great while, some of her own tithe was so employed. This matter was given more or less general exposure following the writing of a letter she penned January 22, 1905, while attending important meetings at Mountain View, California. But before recounting that situation, we should review the principles regarding the tithe and its use. Nothing is plainer in the E.G. White writings than the instruction concerning the faithful payment of tithe and the fact that it is reserved for support of the ministry. This is attested to in all Ellen White statements that have a bearing on this question. "The tithe is sacred, reserved by God for Himself. It is to be brought into His treasury to be used to sustain the gospel laborers in their work. It, the tithe, is to be devoted solely to support the ministry of the gospel. God has not changed. The tithe is still to be used for the support of the ministry. The tithe is to be brought into the storehouse, and from there is to be dispersed. It is part of the minister's work to teach those who accept the truth through his efforts, to bring the tithe to the storehouse, as an acknowledgement of their dependence upon God. They, tithes and offerings, are to be placed in his treasury and held sacred for his service as he has appointed. The tithe, unlike free will offerings, is not controlled by the discretion of the one who gives. The portion that God has reserved for himself is not to be diverted to any other purpose than that which he has specified. Let none feel at liberty to retain their tithe, to use according to their own judgment. They are not to use it for themselves in an emergency, nor to apply it as they see fit, even in what they may regard as the Lord's work. Clearly, God has had one plan for all time. A tithe of all our increase is the Lord's. He has reserved it to himself to be employed for religious purposes. It is holy. Nothing less than this has he accepted in any dispensation. A neglect or postponement of this duty will provoke the divine displeasure. If all professed Christians would faithfully bring their tithes to God, his treasury would be full."